Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And now, you may not have known this before. I mentioned it at the start of the show, but today is National Old Maids Day, celebrated every year on the 4th of June to shed light on the single and childless women over the usual age for marriage. The term spinster is also used to refer to an unmarried woman, but has been considered derogatory, really, as it was used to mock women who were neither married nor had a child. Old maids are spinsters. Spinster's Day, it's quite hard to say that, is celebrated in honour of women who chose to focus on themselves as individuals. And one writer says we should reclaim the slur and shake off the stigma and embrace life as a spinster. Deirdre Reynolds is a columnist with the Sunday World. She's on the line. Hey, Deirdre.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you never thought you'd be getting away with calling somebody an old maid on national radio, I'm sure, and
no,
then being happy about it.
I think I've said it about four times since we started the show, and each time I have this sort of inner shiver waiting
You're
to get
slowly getting cancelled as we speak.
I know, yeah, I'm going to get a slap in the car park when I leave the building. But what's the history of the word spinster?
So it's actually a really interesting word, and it's one that I just got thinking about a couple of weeks ago due to a column that I wrote about child-free spaces. And essentially, to cut a long story short, what happened was somebody basically said, I must be a very miserable spinster for calling for more child-free spaces in Ireland. So
I've been to that cafe you were talking about, the one in Bird Hill there.
I think it's very nice, I have to say. Yeah.
It is a lovely spot, really nice coffee. But they did have a sign at one point saying children should stay in the car. They weren't even allowed into the car park.
But furry ones are allowed, which I love.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with child-free spaces at all, I have to say. But we won't go back into that debate. But yeah, tell us about spinster.
No. So anyway, first I thought kind of, ouch, being called a spinster, that kind of cuts a bit deep. And then I thought, well, why am I thinking, ouch, why is it so offensive? Mm. And why is it still being weaponized in this day and age, like in 2025? I thought we'd come on a bit. But so I decided to do a bit of a deep dive on the word and discovered that well, it has a long and storied history. And it being, you know, the first day of the Leaving Cert Day in English Paper 1, it's actually the perfect word to kind of give a snapshot of how the English language evolves over time. And like originally back in, say, medieval England, it literally did what it said on the tin. If you were a spinster, you were a woman who spun yarn. So you were literally a spinster. And so that was kind of considered one of the more acceptable sort of forms of earning income at that time. And they were typically unmarried women. So that's kind of where it stemmed from. But then over time, of course, that kind of segued into being synonymous with being unmarried. So if you were a spinster, the unmarried bit took on the import. And then kind of up to more recent times, then it kind of took on a social meaning whereby if you were a spinster, you were unmarried, and there were sort of negative connotations to that. I suppose the key bit is that you're unmarried over the kind of acceptable age, which in Ireland at the moment, obviously it's getting older and older all the time, but I think the average age for first-time brides now is 35.9, roughly 36 years of age. And for grooms, it's a little higher, around 40, 41. So, I mean, there's a hell of a lot of clout there if you put it in that context.
There is. And what strikes me is a sort of double standard with the word bachelor. We were chatting about this in the office, and we were just wondering, like, how is there not another word other than spinster? Or how is there this sort of juxtaposition, because bachelor doesn't have negative connotations, really. It's usually attached with the word eligible, which kind of makes it a desirable thing to be.
100%. Put it like this, you know, in Ireland we've had bachelor festivals, but you don't hear of a spinster festival. Nobody's exactly lining up to put themselves forward for that. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, down through history, from kind of, you know, the swashbuckling Errol Flynn up to kind of Silver Fox George Clooney, although he's no longer a bachelor. Maybe Paul Mescal would be a better point of reference at this stage. Yeah, it has been synonymous with being eligible, desirable, whereas the whole connotation of being a spinster is that you're on the shelf, I guess, and you're past it. And, you know, that was kind of considered a fate worse than death in previous generations. But I guess my whole point in the column that I wrote a couple of weeks ago in the Sunday World was that, why are we still thinking this way? Because the definition of the word basically hasn't caught up with the social mores of the time. Like now, Like single people are a growing cohort, and single women especially. But like, even if you look at the most recent census, the number of people that declare themselves single, now this is over the age of 15, of course, but it grew by, I think, 41% since 2016. The number of people living in single person households grew by 7% since 2016. So this demographic is only getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So,
do you think it's the common stereotype, misogynistic stereotype, is kind of being more confounded at the moment, even if you look at the childless cat lady kinds of comments that come out of certain American vice presidents? Do you think that's kind of adding to this notion?
Yeah, definitely.
Adding to the reason that people were writing comments and calling you a spinster, it sort of feeds into that narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a self-professed childless dog lady, so it doesn't bother me, you know. But yeah, I do think it's interesting that people still think it's a slur, or still think they can deploy it as a slur. And that's why I think, like, we saw Taylor Swift actually kind of reclaim the childless cat lady trope when that incident occurred that you're referring to there. But so I'd love to see more women kind of saying, yeah, I'm a spinster, so what of it? Like, I mean, I myself, okay, it's not necessarily something I want on my headstone, but like in that column I wrote, look, I am a spinster. I am the dictionary definition of a spinster in the sense that I'm beyond the age of 36, not much, mind you, but I'm unmarried and childless. So like, you know, I am a literal spinster. So I think it's up to women maybe to reclaim it. And like a lot of the time you get women that will say anything other than they are even single. I mean, even the word single kind of carries certain negative connotations, I suppose, for some people. But, you know, you hear people like Emma Watson saying, I'm self-partnered, or you hear people saying, I'm sologamous, you know, kind of going, you're a spinster, like, get over it.
Sometimes I think we tie ourselves in knots trying to come up with a different term when we already have one in front of us that, you know, does. I mean, calling yourself self-partnered, what does that even mean?
I don't know. There used to be a word for sologamous that was a lot ruder. But anyway, we won't go into that on morning radio. But I suppose the point is, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. The word is right there. And, you know, it'd be great to see it kind of come full circle and for the meaning to go back to kind of the, you know, the original, more positive meaning. Now, I'm not volunteering to start spinning yarn here. Probably, it'd be easier to remain single than do that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be this negative thing that hangs over our heads. We can kind of reclaim it. Like, and much, much more controversial words have been reclaimed. Like, you know, you look at the C word, which has been kind of reclaimed by women as almost empowering. It being Pride Month now as well, you know, the LGBTQIA community have reclaimed words that have been used as horrific slurs in the past. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, really.
Yeah. There's a lot of conversations in my friend group about women letting their hair go grey naturally. And I guess in some ways, isn't that something that would have been seen as taboo before, or certainly unfavourable, possibly, is now something that women seem to be wearing with a lot more pride, and that this is, you know, this is who I am, this is my age, this is my body. Do you think that has any connection to the topic at all?
Yeah, I think it might. I mean, I definitely had a few friends who have gone gracefully silver. Now, lockdown had a lot to do with that one. They couldn't get out of their hairdressers.
This is true, you know.
A lot of them have embraced it since then. I mean, I'm looking at myself here in the mirror going, I have a few greys waving at me, but I don't think I look like a spinster, even though on paper I might, I might identify as one, I suppose. Definitely the image has changed of the kind of childless dog lady, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
There is probably on a pie chart, there probably is some crossover there, I'm sure.
Some messages coming in on 51551. Karen says, spinsters were capable of earning a living with or without a man. Kudos to them, I say. Mary says, what a tonic Deirdre is. Thank you for always speaking up. And Jane says, Dermot, I didn't know a day was for old maids. Well, I'm an old maid, so I'm delighted we have a special day. I'm off to buy some nice outfit. I might catch an old fella's eye.
So, I love it.
You're empowering.
Karen is actually... Karen is really right there about the, you know, actually the Old Maids Day kind of sprung up after World War II to recognise the women that did the work in the place of the men who had gone off to war. So she's bang on the money there as well. But yeah, literally, yeah, if anybody wants to buy me coffee or flowers today, they know where to find me somewhere else.
So we're embracing the word spinster. Deirdre, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Deirdre Reynolds there, spinster. Would you reclaim it as something that you would use with pride? You can let us know on 01951 or 087 032 32 32. Or the email, as always, is oliver@rte.ie. We'll take a quick break.